I'm speaking with Ivan Apolozo Sancho. Ivan has learned today that the Superior Court here in Quebec will not hear his demand for the right of habeas corpus. They have decided that people who are not citizens, people who are in the situation like Ivan, which is somebody who is from another country without status, does not have the same right to habeas corpus. So, Ivan, we've spoken with you before to No One's Legal, so welcome back again.
Thank you.
Can you share your reactions to this decision? I know it's not a surprise. You've consistently confronted these kinds of decisions during your struggle to stay in Canada and resist deportation. But how do you feel as you hear this decision?
Well, like you said, I'm not surprised. And my feeling, I was sure that was going to happen. But it's like you said too, no, that it's there are two kind of laws for people here. Well, not only in Canada. I'm used to this kind of decisions in my country. At the beginning, I thought that here in Canada will be some way different, but I'm seeing that it's getting the same everywhere, and at least for immigrants, it's harder and harder everywhere, and in Canada too.
Ivan, the entirety of the case against you is based seemingly on the evidence of one person who claims that you were part of some sort of cell. Could you speak to that evidence? What makes this evidence credible or not credible?
The evidence actually is not it's not even an evidence that the Crown has shown. The Crown didn't show any evidence at all. It's us, my lawyer, after talking with some lawyers in Spain, that we know why they are looking for me, and it's the declaration of one person obtained under torture, like you said. And what makes it credible for me, I have a, how can I say, not a personal experience. I've never been tortured, thanks for me. But I have experience, like friends, family members, that has been being tortured. The first thing that, one of the first things that I remember when I was a kid is seeing my uncle on bed with after being tortured for 10 days. And I know I have a lot of friends that they are being tortured, that they are being tortured, and after the, because of the declarations under torture, they spend 8-10 years in jail. Then what's credible for me? It's credible because I know it, and in the Basque Country, I think everybody knows it that happens. No, that the Spanish police, even more the Basque police, that it's finally it's a Spanish police, but. It's using it too. Amnesty International has denounced it. The UN Secretary Against Torture has denounced it. And I don't know what else we can say, no?
Ivan, you've struggled through the courts. You've struggled despite the fact that you're behind bars for justice in this case. But it seems, and it's difficult to say, but you, more than anybody else, know about this reality. It seems like we're coming towards the end of this part of the saga. The legal recourses seem to be ending, and depending on what Immigration Canada decides, you might be facing a deportation back to Spain. And I'm wondering, and I know it's difficult subject matter to consider, but I'm wondering, what are your thoughts? How are you preparing yourself for the eventuality of being back, or not back, but in the hands of the Spanish authorities, and the possibility that you will face treatment like the people you described, your uncle and other people that you know have been ill-treated and even tortured by the Spanish authorities?
How do I feel? Not very well. I can say that I'm scared and in front of the possibility of being tortured. No, I don't think that nobody can feel very confident in a situation like that. And I don't know. I feel not very well. What else can I say? That about being deported to Spain, and it's not only the torture. No, the torture is a big problem, of course. But it's also the conditions that the Basque prisoners they have in Spain and in France too. And it's also the big sentences that they are giving for whatever, not even if you don't even commit a crime, they say that you are member of, Even if they didn't prove anything, you are a member of a political party that is illegal now, and you can face 10 years in jail. I can face 20 years in jail. I don't know. Not very well.
Yvonne, there are certain principles that you've highlighted and your lawyers have highlighted and your support campaign have highlighted. One of them is, of course, the fact that the so-called evidence against you was obtained under torture. We haven't even actually seen evidence. It's just the word of somebody who has been tortured, and that principle is a very disturbing one, the fact that we could rely on torture evidence to deport you. But the other principle here is the idea that somehow you, sitting in prison, don't have the same rights as, say, me, who's here simply because you came from another country and I was born here and have citizenship. And I'm wondering what you feel about that principle, the idea that habeas corpus, which is a long-standing tradition within the legal system, basic right, we're not even talking about something very radical here, doesn't apply in your case. I'm wondering if you could speak to that and how you feel about that.
Yeah, it's like you say, it's the habeas corpus, but it's not only the habeas corpus too. In immigration cases, they don't have even to prove anything. It's only some, how do you say it? It's not only, you don't have to show any proof. You don't have to prove that you are guilty. They only can have a suspicion that that's enough. Then with citizens, that in theory, it's not like that. But like you say, things like that, habeas corpus, then I feel like immigrants, not only in Canada, everywhere, we are becoming or we are second-class persons.
Yvonne Apalazo-Sancho, I want to thank you for taking the time on this difficult day, despite the negative decision against you, to speak with us on No One's Legal Radio from Rivière de Paris prison.
Oh, no, thanks to you. I think it's the work that you do, it's really important, and I really appreciate all the help that you are giving me, and I think, like I said, it's really important all the work you do. And thanks to you.